Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, you guys, no pressure on her, but Gray Drake is going to determine whether or not I take my son to the movies this weekend.
Okay.
All so, right. It's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com, it's up to you. Am I going to break my son's heart or not?
I am the joy bringer or joy killer.
I know.
Depending. I think you're probably not going to.
Oh,
yikes.
And you should, throw a ball around the front yard or something.
Okay,
are you warm enough to do that yet?
Yeah, we've been throwing the ball around the yard.
Well, and your choice is Monster Truck, right?
Yeah, he's been talking about that movie nonstop.
Okay, well, here's why he's going to love it.
Oh.
The movie has trucks that have monsters in them.
Yeah. I haven't even heard of this. The previews are weird.
It's like a weird truck and this weird...
It's gross.
Like Carrie? Like Carrie and Stephen King?
No. It doesn't even look like a monster. It looks like a booger that's oversized.
It's gross.
Oh, booger truck.
Oh. Yeah.
It's weird. It's like this hot kid builds a truck, and then there's an accident nearby that, like, unearths a subterranean creature, and he ends up... You know how sometimes, like, you have to be careful, like, when you turn on your car that your neighbor's cat has gotten into the engine block?
Yeah.
Well, this time, it's like a monster octopus.
Yeah.
Like weird old slimy, then weird.
Slimier and grosser than an octopus.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you shouldn't, because it's not a movie for sane people over the age of 3, really. This one's not doing so well on the tomato meter, because that really is all that there is to say about it. It is actually surprisingly high on the tomato meter, 24% rotten.
Surprisingly high.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Wow.
But this is mostly just about the weird concept and nothing else. You're going to see it and going to kind of want to rip your eyes out afterwards.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so never mind then. I guess I'll just play catch in the front yard. Thanks, Greg.
So, to continue the killing of your joy... Let's talk about Ben Affleck's new movie, Live by Night.
Yeah, what's this one? What's this one about?
Well, this is a gangster movie, but here's the twist: these gangsters are in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa gangsters.
Yeah, you don't gang bang out in Tampa.
Why would you want to be in a nice climate?
Well, that's where you retire.
Right. See, these are great points. This is why those guys ended up there, because they wanted to wear a lot of white and pink.
Yeah.
You know? Aw, the pastel gangsters.
And feel gangster. And so, but with an ER, not an A.
Right.
So Ben Affleck wrote and directed this movie, and normally I'm a real big fan of his films, but I got this as a screener, so I had this on DVD, right?
Mm-hmm.
My mom's opinion of this movie summed it up perfectly. We had it on for about an hour, and she turns to me and she goes, "Is this thing still on?"
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was pretty brutal. So it has a lot of things going for it, because Ben Affleck is no slouch. It is beautifully shot. They're really good actors, like Chris Messina from The Mindy Project and Zoe Saldana from Star Trek, among many others. And it's like almost interesting, but I've just seen it a million times before. It seems like Ben Affleck is busy being in Justice League and possibly prepping to maybe direct the next Batman movie, and he just had to shove this one together.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's rotten on the tomato meter at 37%.
Oh, and he's not going through a good time right now.
No,
he needs
not.
A hit.
Well, it's better than Booger Trucks.
Yeah.
That's true.
Booger Trucks is not doing well.
It is, in fact, better than Booger Trucks. But let's just keep the... I'm just going to keep murdering any chance of fun.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm going to talk about The Bye Bye Man.
Which one is it? I don't think I've heard of
this. This is the one where you don't think it, don't say it, don't think it, don't say it. But how do you not think it? Because the minute you say don't think it, you're going to think it.
Yeah, I'm thinking it right now.
Right.
Right. And you shouldn't. Nobody should. They shouldn't say it at all, because The Bye Bye Man is this ghoul that lives in house. And he's caused a lot of problems for people. And then all of a sudden he lies dormant, because everyone that knew his name was murdered in the 60s.
Problem solved.
Right, exactly, until these dumb old college kids move into a house and they find, of all things, a nightstand that has his name in it.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, what's the bye-bye, man? And then everything
all
bad
hell breaks loose, JC.
Nothing good happens from one night stand in college, you know.
Oh, no.
There's a subliminal message right there.
Beg to differ with you on that, buddy.
Really, Al?
Yeah, buddy. All right.
That's exactly right. And so these kids, what the bye-bye man does is he causes hallucinations, and what you see is not what's real, et cetera. He causes a lot of problems. He has a big, scary dog that looks like he got caught in a horrible fire. And this movie could have been really cool, but unfortunately it's too cliche for a horror movie fan such as myself to really get behind it. I was kind of yawning a little bit. I'm glad they had an early screening, because otherwise, you know, the only thing I was saying was bye-bye to my money.
Oh.
Sorry, Jenna. The scary movie's not going to work this weekend.
Nothing good this weekend.
And you can't release a crappy movie on Friday the 13th, you know?
I know.
Apparently
so
you can.
Out. This had a lot of potential. But thankfully, there is one more movie to talk about where I'm going to flip the script on y'all.
Okay.
Patriots Day.
America!
Oh, this is good?
America.
America.
This is a film directed by Peter Berg, starring Mark Wahlberg, about the Boston Marathon bombing. It is exceptional.
Oh, good.
Good.
And I was so moved. It was absolutely incredible. It tells the story of not just the bombers, but how they caught them involved the courage of so many normal people, ordinary people, in combination with the police force there, and you know, and the FBI, all that.
Yeah.
That it was a marvel, I thought, like just to watch it. And of course, I was a blubbering mess.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to rouse all your emotions. It's a very heavy movie, but it's incredibly rewarding. Like those guys together, they did Lone Survivor, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
So. Are the movies kind of cliche? Are they like real life stories where I already know the ending? Yes, they all have some similarities.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I was surprised in the middle of the movie. So I was like, God, that underwear model is such a good actor.
Really?
Really? He did a great job playing a guy from Boston, huh?
Is he paying you?
Imagine that. But as you actors over there know, it's even hard to play yourself.
It is. That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Keanu Reeves is not an Oscar-winning actor. However, it is hard to be on screen and say, whoa, and make it believable.
Whoa.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's Patriots Day is really a good movie, and I really recommend that everybody see it. But it's heavy. It's not a fun time at the movies necessarily, but it's a very rewarding film to watch. It's 80% certified fresh.
Oh, wow.
Whoa,
okay. Way
right.
Better than Booger Trucks.
God yeah, I think, bless America.
That's right.
It is like a higher score than all three of those other movies combined.
Yes.
You know, when you're talking about going to sleep in a movie, have you ever fallen asleep when you were being paid to go and critique a movie in the
Absolutely.
Movie theater?
Absolutely. Yes.
Which one?
100%. Let's see. Here's the good news. I usually just fall asleep in a movie if it's past 10 o'clock. That's why I don't see midnight movies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, so movie screenings are all very early. They're either midday or it's 7 o'clock. So the last time that I fell asleep when I was supposed to be reviewing a movie was Maleficent.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
And it's not that it was a bad movie. It wasn't great either. It just... I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't that horny, so I fell asleep. Oh, get it?
Because she has horns. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Everybody loves when you explain a joke.
All right, baby girl.
So,
that's
it. Yeah, that's right. That's the good stuff right there.
Yeah. That's when I was done with this conversation.
All right, baby girl.
Well, that's all the baby girl has to say about movies this week, so it's only up from here.
I can't get too much worse than Booger Truck. Yeah.
Counting on you.
Yeah. I bet you Monster Truck would be better if they named it Booger Truck.
Are you still going to see it?
Booger Truck is my pick.
Oh, boy.
All right, baby girl.
We'll talk to you later. We're thoroughly out of things to say.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Gray Drake.
Later, babe.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So maybe you think we get off work, you know, and we go home and we just chill. No.
No.
The work continues, especially for Kelly this last week or so. Celebrated her 1-year anniversary with her boyfriend.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah, we put Alan to work as well. And you guys have been going over emails, thousands.
Thousands of entries. It's crazy.
To go on a trip to Miami.
A dream vacation to the Eden Rock Miami Beach Resort, you know, JC.
Is it tough to choose, Kelly? Because I'm sure you like all the stories, right?
Well, there's so many letters that'll move you to tears, you know, and so many, they're just so heartwarming and fun. There's just a big range of letters we're receiving.
If your letter doesn't get chosen and you want to vent, that Kelly is who you contact.
Yeah, because out of thousands, literally, I can only choose 5. Well, Alan and I can only choose 5.
Yeah. Yep. So nothing personal.
Please don't take it personally.
Okay.
But you have a letter in front of you.
I do.
We have a winner.
Please read it.
Okay. If your name is not Lynn.
Ah, dang it. My name's
then
not.
I'm sorry. Okay. But this is from Lynn. She said, I want to share my story. And even if I don't win the trip, maybe you can share my story on the radio to help others who have been through what I have been through. On January 9th, 2012, I lost my husband suddenly to a massive heart attack. I was 41 years old. Mm. Can you imagine?
Mm. No. I can't.
No warning. You're 41 and your husband just drops dead out of the blue.
Boom. Wow.
She said, my world came crashing down all around me that day. And I thought at my age, I would never find someone to share my love with again. I battled bad depression and struggled to get out of bed every day. In August of 2012, I met the man that would turn that around for me. We started dating and my daughter, who lived in New York at the time, just had to come meet him. She adored him from the moment she met him and said that God had sent him to me. Kenneth loves my daughter as his own, and she calls him Dad. He's a wonderful papa to our triplet granddaughters and our grandson. She's a young grandma.
Yeah.
Right.
On February 22nd, we will be celebrating our 3rd wedding anniversary, and I am living proof you can love again after losing your spouse.
That's beautiful. Mm. That's beautiful.
Hi, Lynn.
Good morning.
Oh, morning.
Good morning.
Hey, babe.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to issue the mascara alert. Lynn, what a beautiful story.
Thank you.
It was you didn't think you would ever find someone, and you found someone who probably he accepts that you had a marriage before and that he's going to be a part of your life forever, right?
Yes.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
We're excited for you.
They're actually listening right now.
Oh,
so.
Good.
What's up, Kenneth?
What's up, Kate?
What's up, my name, Ken?
And all them grandkids. Wow, you are a young grandma. But I bet
well,
you can still.
I'm 46 now, so not too young.
That's a young grandma.
That's young.
Yes, it is.
That's
and I bet you can rock a bikini.
No, not quite.
Well, you can, Lynn. You go buy yourself a bikini. You're going to Miami, girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, just pack a bikini for fun.
Yeah,
come
just
on,
do it.
Lynn.
Or a cute cover-up, whatever. It
whatever.
Doesn't matter.
We'll have fun.
It doesn't matter. This
Eden
place
Rock,
is so great.
Eden Rock, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Eden Rock Miami Beach Resort. You are going to get to go with your hubby for 4 days and 3 nights. And this hotel is so great. And then I am so excited because I am actually going today. So
yay.
I'm going to give you the inside scoop on what you must do when you're there, all right?
Awesome, because so, I listen to y'all on my way to work every morning. I have an hour commute every day, so...
Okay, well, this hotel is gorgeous, and there's a Nobu restaurant at the bottom of it, and there's 3 full-service swimming pools. I mean, my favorite thing to do and the first thing I do when I go to the beach is I want to get a frozen drink and walk out to the ocean and just plop my butt down in a chair and take it all in. So
a Miami Vice, right, Jenna?
A Miami Vice in Miami, of course. You have to do that.
This resort even has a farm. Malibu
No, it's
farm.
A restaurant now.
Holy moly, a resort
a
with a farm.
It's a restaurant.
No, it's
oh
a restaurant
goodness,
now.
It's an outdoor place. Restaurant, but yes.
Literal man is making an appearance today.
Really delicious food.
Okay. No farm.
Yeah.
Malibu farm. All right.
And whenever you need something, they have 24 hours, a 24-hour concierge.
Ooh, I love that.
You just hit them up and be like, yo,
I'm
I need
so
something.
I'm so excited. You have no idea. My husband and I never really had a real honeymoon, so this will be our... honeymoon.
There you go.
There you go. It's a couple years later, but you can have your honeymoon now and have all the
this
fun you want.
This is going to be it. Absolutely.
What a great story. Happy to do it for you, and you're an inspiration to folks that unfortunately may be going through the same thing that you went through.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. You do. Love can be found again.
Yes.
Lynn is proof.
Yeah.
Lynn, have fun, okay?
Have fun, baby.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Oh. So good for her.
That's great.
That makes me feel good right there.
That feels good. Yeah.
Hey, why don't we just roll on over to Feel Good Friday?
All right.
All right.
We want to go into the weekend feeling nice, feeling good. We need you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Maybe you're going to Miami, like Lynn. Or, Jenna, do you have a feel good?
Oh, my gosh. I really am so excited. My best girlfriend and I are getting on a plane this afternoon. We are going to go check out this Eden Rock Miami Beach Resort for the next 3 days, this long weekend. Oh, I can't wait.
I got a feel good, too.
Come on.
Other dudes in trucks now give me the head nod.
That's right.
That makes me feel so good.
You get the truck nod.
Yeah.
I got to feel good.
All right, yeah, go ahead, Kelly.
Alan's painting my bathroom tomorrow.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Alan.
Is he a boyfriend or a contractor
right?
at this point?
You have to put him on the payroll, man.
Hold on. Last week he's hanging mirrors. This
he's
week he's doing bathroom.
What he started.
Okay.
Doing the twall or the spackling and all that other kind of
What about you, Al?
I got to feel good.
All right.
Yesterday, I went to ZipRecruiter.com.
Yeah.
True story. I went to ZipRecruiter.com.
Al's a business owner.
And I posted a position that I had open at my restaurant.
Uh-huh.
This is something I've never hired for before, and I really didn't know how to do it. So I went to ZipRecruiter.com, and it went so fast. This is what's so amazing about this. I needed a bathroom attendant.
For your
Yes.
Okay. This bathroom is 3 feet by 3 feet.
But I needed one, and I went to ZipRecruiter.com.
Max
within,
capacity three.
I'm not kidding. Within an hour, I had a resume, and within an hour and a half, I had hired a bathroom attendant.
That fast?
For McKinney Avenue Tavern.
I'll tell you.
That quick. It happens so fast, Kelly, because they have this massive
right.
spread.
It'll post to like 100-plus job sites with
yes.
one single click.
One click, yes. and, yeah. it's all the, and so it covers a lot of bases.
And social media. It doesn't matter what industry. It doesn't matter. Obviously.
Yeah,
bathroom
bartender.
Attendant.
Well, whether you're hiring one person or if you need like a whole team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big job.
Is your bathroom attendant going to have gum?
Yes. It's going to have gum, mints.
Lotion?
Yes.
Okay.
Where are you going to put that person?
On the sink.
We'll work it out, Kelly. We'll work it out.
They find the best of the best for you.
If you need somebody to work for you in any capacity, nationwide, any industry, go to ZipRecruiter.com/kid.
Try for free.
ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD. And you could have somebody working for you quickly, just like I did.
And we'll have your Feel Good Fridays, Kid Nation, coming up next. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
That should make you feel good.
And that should make you feel good.
We do it every single Friday. We call it Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, so much bad stuff out there. We want to just say,
Yeah.
Feel good. What's making you feel good?
Focus on the positivity.
Be half something simple.
Yeah. Or
half glass full.
Exactly.
There you
Justin.
Go. There you go.
Big Al Mac, you're going to go judge some kids.
I'm going to go judge some kids today.
I feel good about it.
Well, it's an MLK speech competition. Kelly and I did it last year, and they asked me to. Anyway,
that's
I'm going
true.
To judge this year as well. And just a whole bunch of kids giving inspirational speeches.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's around lunchtime today. So I can't wait to do that.
They do their own speech, not the I Have a Dream one, right?
No, they write their own.
Yeah. Write their
wow.
own speech. Yeah.
That's cool. And they picked you to judge them.
Well, there's a number of people.
Yeah.
The Congress people, important people.
Congress?
And me.
Wow. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a couple from the text before we go to the phones. My friend's little daughter is receiving her heart transplant today after waiting over a year on the list in Dallas.
Wow.
She already has had 3 open heart surgeries to repair her heart defect, and she's only 6 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, well, they found her one. They're glad.
I'm praying for you.
Good luck. Yeah, we'll be praying for you.
Yeah.
This is a listener that's been listening to the show.
Okay.
Keeps tabs. From Nicole in Savannah. I'm a black woman listening to the best morning show ever.
Hey there.
I feel good. And I would have applied for a Snapchat bachelor, but I didn't meet the age requirements. I'm 23. See, I listened, Caroline.
Oh, wow.
Thank
wow.
you.
Are you going,
Nicole? Awesome, Nicole.
I can't wait to go back to Savannah.
Oh, I know. My 12-year-old passed all of his grades, brought a 34 to a 76 in just a week.
Whoa.
The struggle is so real, preteen.
Whoa.
So proud.
Awesome, hey, dude.
See?
You know what? I get a little clap.
See, kids, when you try,
that's right.
You can get it going. That's all you got to do.
Do your best.
Just get that C.
That was. They just had an episode. I watched an episode of The Goldbergs, which is one of my favorite shows. And Barry tried, and he actually was really good at science.
There's some classes in school. I was happy to get a C. I was ecstatic.
Yeah.
Like, Mama, I'm average. I passed.
Oh, you're lucky.
It's good enough.
My mom would ground me if I got a C.
See? You're smart.
I feel like Hispanic parents are a little tougher.
That's why I always keep the bar way low.
Keep it low.
Keep it low.
Just found out I'm pregnant with twins yesterday. That's from Rachel, and shout out to Kinsey, white girl married to a Mexican.
Man, your head must be spinning. To find out you're pregnant, and it's twins!
Yay.
Like, this is us, JC, right?
Oh.
She was like, oh, we're going to have one. Is it healthy? And he's like, well, what would you say if you're having twins? And she's like,
what?
And he's like, well, you're not having twins, you're having triplets.
Yeah, he goes, I'm kidding, you're not having twins. And I go, oh, good. You're having triplets.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, can you imagine?
Overwhelming.
That? Yep. All right, let's go to the phones.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Feel good Friday.
That's going to be. We have new lights in the studio, so I'm going to have to use this screen. Hey, Chloe.
Hey.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are y'all?
Wonderful.
Good. Why are you feeling good?
Well, I turn 23 tomorrow, and my husband and I just found out we got approved for the house that we were wanting.
All right. Yay!
Yay! 23 in your first house.
Look
awesome.
You.
You're all grown up.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure the inspector makes sure there's no leaks.
And mold.
And mold. My tip.
Oh, yeah. I was y'all every morning.
Yeah. But congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, babe.
Right. But don't
Thank
buy
so
it.
No, but buy it, Chloe. You got this, Chloe. Just make sure. You know, we didn't.
Get some inspections done.
Yeah. Thanks, Chloe.
Some things are missed.
Yeah, sometimes they are. Julie.
Yes.
All right. What's going on in school?
So I'm currently in my sixth semester for criminal justice. And school's always been very difficult for me. I was never really good in high school. Well, for my first five semesters, I found out I have 13 A's and I have 4 B's.
Whoa! That is perfect.
You're going to be the smartest cop ever.
So I'm extremely proud of myself. Like, I'm extremely happy. And, I'm ecstatic.
Do you want to be a police officer?
I want to be a victim's advocate.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Very cool.
Look at that. Working for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Awesome.
Well, good luck, Julie. Congratulations on the great grades. We're doing Feel Good Friday here. See, there, after two divorces, what's going on, Melanie?
Well, I met a really nice guy at a New Year's Eve party, and he surprised me last night telling me he got tickets to the symphony to see the music of Journey.
Oh,
and I
love
Journey.
That's
one of my favorite bands.
All right.
Awesome. Great.
Congratulations.
Journey Symphony.
That actually probably is
going to
sound
super
great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just awesome when he told me that. I was just about jumping out of my skin.
And you met, did I hear correctly or am I remembering wrong already that you met him on New Year's Eve?
Yes, at a New Year's Eve party.
Well, right. That's really unusual because most people are coupled up on New
I know.
Year's Eve.
Yeah. Melanie, did
right.
you, were you guys each other's New Year's kiss?
Yes, we did.
Aww. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's a New Year's kiss. And
nothing wrong with
it happens.
That.
And it's working out for you.
Don't stop believing, girl.
You guys have fun, Melanie. Thank you for calling.
That relationship is moving at lightning speed.
I know. Telling you. Hey, said Kelly.
Hello, I'm Alan.
We didn't move at lightning speed.
No, you didn't. Yeah,
they were pretty slow.
We didn't kiss till like the fourth date.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Four dates?
Mm-hmm.
My wife told me a story of before she met me, the New Year's before she met me. She was at a bar and one of those 18 and up clubs or whatever, and she kissed the bartender, and he gave her the 867-5309 phone number.
No.
It bugged me for some reason. It bugged me that she got the wrong, because it worked out for me, obviously, because he didn't want a date.
But like,
it bugged me. I was like, why didn't you want my girl? why did you not want her? And I got her.
Lucky for you, sir.
I know, right? Worked out for me. What's going on, Riley? Riley.
Hey, Riley.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
There you are. How old are you, Riley?
I'm 8.
All right. Why do you feel good today?
The reason why I feel good is tomorrow I get to go to my best friend Jura's birthday party, and it's a mermaid sleepover.
Mermaid sleepover.
That's mermaid.
What do you do at a mermaid sleepover?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Did they have a pool?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm guessing swim.
That might be a little cold.
You know
for
they
that.
Have those new blankets that like you can engulf yourself in that gives you a mermaid's tail.
Mm-hmm.
Those look so cool, don't they?
Do you have a mermaid tail, Riley? Did you buy one of those?
No, but my friend here is letting me use one of hers.
Okay, good. I'm glad you got one.
What if they have like a real mermaid there too? That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would, or a merman.
No.
Let's
no
have a merman. Let's have a merman party, Jason.
You want a merman party? Have fun, Riley. Merman.
Merman. My man.
They do have those tails. We can get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shree? Did I say your name right?
Yes, you did.
That's right.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Today I was happy because I feel good because I was able to get my egg taco for 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
When other people normally get them before me.
Yeah. Yeah. You got your egg taco?
Yeah.
All right,
awesome.
Then.
Awesome.
Makes you feel good.
I'm like an egg taco. Right?
Sometimes the little things that make you feel all good. I got to go try the new taco at Taco Bell.
I'm feeling a deli run in our future.
I forgot to get breakfast today.
Busy, do you see that I have this Taco Bell cup?
Yeah. With your healthy drink?
With a protein shake in it.
So it's masking. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
All right, so you got a cool Feel Good Friday with your daughter?
I do. My daughter, who has suffered from epilepsy since the age of 6, was told she could never have children because she won't make it through the delivery or the pregnancy. And today, she's bringing home a healthy 6-pound, 11-ounce baby girl.
Aww.
Yes!
Wow.
I know. I'm dying.
you win Feel Good Friday right there.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Don't I?
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same.
I know I will.
What's her name again?
My daughter's name is Jeanette, and the baby is Elizabeth Marie.
Elizabeth Marie.
All right.
A regal name
right
there.
A little bit.
I did tell my daughter I was going to call her Queen Elizabeth.
You should.
Yeah, absolutely.
A princess at first. Yeah, call her princess.
She'll
earn the queen later. There you go. That's Feel Good Friday. Keep them coming. We love to see what you guys are up to.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have something to look forward to next week, you guys.
What's that?
Well, two things. One, Mr. Raspberry is going to come down here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kelly's dad's going to come down here and hang out with us. And the reason is because he's going to make us his world-famous banana mush-mush.
Mm. Banana mush-mush.
Mm.
Okay.
Bananas and mayonnaise have never tasted so great.
All right. I love it.
I'm going to try it, but I just don't understand it.
I love it.
I remember my mom used to make a dessert with bananas, too, but it was banana slices. We didn't mush them up with sour cream and a whole, like a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkle sugar on top
See?
Of that.
Now, that sounds really gross.
Does it?
Did you love it?
Yeah.
Sour cream, sugar, and banana?
Yeah, banana slices.
I
remember liking it.
I can't wrap my head around that.
I remember liking it.
One thing I ever had was banana pudding. That's pretty generic.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some. And my mom thought that was healthy. Did your parents think stuff was healthy that was absolutely not?
Well, I don't think we ever had conversations about it. We just ate what they... This is the difference between kids now and then. We just ate what she put in front of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and there was no, what do you want, honey? And making five different things because you got five different, tastes at the table. No. She made one thing and we ate it or we didn't.
You better like it.
If you didn't want it, you just didn't eat it.
I would eat like a box of fruit roll-ups every day. Like the whole
man.
Box. Right. My mom's like, they're not terrible. It's fruit.
Yeah. Fruit
and
snacks.
And now, I mean, I can't tell you about somebody had a fruit roll-up. They're good, they're just like, I mean, they're the same as Airheads, They're just candy.
Mm. Like my mom would send me to football practice with instead of water or Gatorade, with Kool-Aid. Like a liter of Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Some sugar
I'm
in that
sure
tank.
That's not good.
Uh-oh.
And we'd have my mom would like stuff like neck bones and pig feet, stuff like from the country.
Yeah.
And I never could get my brain wrapped around that either. I was not a big fan of the neck bone or the stew.
What's the stew?
Stew is pretty much like anything. I mean, it's just, you put stuff in a pot.
Normally it's beef.
It's always beef.
Beef stew.
But it's just like stuff that's left over, you just put it in a pot.
See, that wasn't the kind of stew I grew up on. Mine was like vegetables and potatoes and beef.
You might have that, or you might not. You might throw a random piece of bacon in there, some peas, or just whatever. That's what I
stew
was.
With peas,
Yeah,
you throw
beef stew.
I don't know.
Just or a can of Denty More. There's nothing wrong with it.
The Denty More? I don't think I've had that.
They've already got it. You just pop it open and heat it up.
My favorite combo, though, growing up, my favorite combination of food, spaghetti and black-eyed peas. I would mix them together on the plate and eat them up. I remember this like it was yesterday at my mama's table. Whoo,
That's an odd combination. Why would you serve spaghetti and black-eyed peas?
I don't know. But that and hot water cornbread.
You know what I like? You guys probably think it sounds gross. It was tuna spaghetti.
Well, that's like tuna casserole. Yeah, it's like tuna fettuccine. Okay. They have like tuna helper. You can get stuff like that.
I remember I'd walk into the house and it would just smell like a big old tuna. Mm-hmm. And I knew what was happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have tuna helper and hamburger helper and all that.
I was going to eat good.
Yeah.
You know, like, my friends were like, what do you guys eat? No, tuna spaghetti was the best.
Or if Doorbell would make some pork chops, some fried up pork chops. I'm getting hungry.
I know.
I have to pee and I'm hungry, so it's like this weird combination. Like, I'm not sure what's going on.
Hung pee. That's what you are, Jenna. Did you guys see that cool story of the guy that pulled over and helped a police officer on the highway?
Dude, this is a trip.
It's a cool story.
It's very scary.
It's what every guy looks forward to maybe doing.
Every guy wants to be a hero, and this passerby is a hero.
And even better if you can help a police officer.
There was a death. Yeah.
No, the story in itself, but what the actions of the guy that stopped and helped the officer.
Give it to us, Kelly.
Well, when the story first came out, I've heard two different versions, that there was a traffic accident where a woman was ejected, and they said when the trooper responded and he was setting out
road flares
and stuff, that the man driving the car started shooting at him. Well, now I went back and checked the updated. They said initially the trooper was responding to a call of gunfire about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And then he came across this car accident on the way to the scene.
So he stopped at this accident.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they said, so he was, setting out the flares, and suddenly this gunman starts shooting him and hits him in his shoulder and the chest area. So he couldn't use his arm to shoot back to defend himself. And then the gunman just gets his head and starts pounding it into the pavement.
The police officer's head.
And so a guy driving by sees what's happening. He gets out and he's like, tells the guy, stop, and he won't. The man won't listen to him, and the trooper, he's like, do you need help? And the trooper's like, yes, please help me. So the guy goes back to his car, gets out his gun, and he fires and kills the guy, assaulting the officer.
Wow.
Assaulting the trooper, yeah.
Wow.
Wow, wow,
save the trooper's life, because you don't know how many more
he's
hits.
Pounding his head into the pavement. And so now the trooper, they haven't identified him. They said he was a 27-year veteran of the force.
Man, oh, man.
So he got
shot. Out for him.
He's going to recover. Right,
yeah,
that's
going to
be
okay.
Non-life-threatening injuries. Mm-hmm.
And they haven't revealed the identity of the Good Samaritan yet.
Man, the other dude must have been on drugs or something, or drunk.
4 o'clock in the morning, gunfire. Mm.
Wow, good thing that guy was driving by.
Yeah, that's right.
I just saw a video of, I think it was an off-duty police officer. You could see his gun, so he might have been on duty in an unmarked car. But there was a gentleman behind his car, and you could tell he was choking. And so the officer gets out, and he's like, you could tell the guy's going, like, hit my back. So he does a Heimlich on him. And then the gentleman, I guess, either spit out some of it and swallowed the rest of the whatever was blocking his airway.
Again,
yeah. And he just said, God bless you, thank you. Got up and left in a hurry because I guess he had somewhere to go.
Wow.
Saved his life and go. And then the officer's like, all right. He just walks back to his car like nothing. I feel like I'd be pointing at myself. I'd do an end zone dance.
Hey, who the man?
Yeah, I did something cool.
Be doing a crazy end zone dance, you know? Yeah.
I'd be celebrating. I want people to know what I just did.
Yeah.
It was just cool. Just walked back to his car, got in and left.
Ugh.
Yeah. I've never come
across
that.
Part of that story that makes my jaw quiver is you said he swallowed.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get past that.
Well, you don't want to waste a perfectly fine piece of whatever he was eating.
Mm.
Might have been banana mush.
He was eating it in the first place, Kelly.
Yeah.
No, just got caught.
That's gag. I don't want to talk about.
Mm. I mean, he was eating it. It was something.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, I have something else to talk about.
What, Jenna?
Because my little brother, Dylan, he's kind of a savant, right? He's really smart. He's in the fifth grade. Mm. And I told you guys last year, he won his school spelling bee and didn't tell anyone.
Mm-hmm. He just went home and was a champion,
and
didn't say anything?
And then, of course, my dad and stepmother felt terrible because they were some of the only parents not there. Like, he'd already won in class, right? And this was the big school one. I believe it was actually, like, a few schools together, and he did not tell anyone. Because
didn't the school usually notify you of those things?
You would think, right? So then my stepmother got an email that said from the soccer team coach because of his little sister, who was like, oh my God, everyone congratulate Dylan. He won the school spelling bee. And my dad and stepmother were horrified.
Like, say what?
But it's because he wanted to keep it private. And so this year he was in it again.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, he lost.
Oh.
But the word is quite difficult. And I have the word for you guys. And I was going to see if you guys can spell the word.
Oh boy.
Great.
Oh boy.
All right.
So this is the fifth grade spelling bee. He came in fourth place. And this is the word that Dylan was out on.
This is the one he got knocked out?
And it's kind of, I'll give you the definition and everything. Yes.
Sure. Okay.
The word is prestidigitation.
Prestidigitation. Prestidigitation.
You're going to ask me for the definition?
Can I get a definition, please?
Yeah, what's the definition?
Does that make a difference?
Prestidigitation. Magic tricks performed as entertainment.
Magic tricks, really?
Hello, I'm Alan.
Abracabooyah!
It's like presto, but see, I think it's going to be, that's the letter that trips you up.
Can you please use it in a sentence?
JC loves Alan's prestidigitation.
That sounds weird.
I'm going to guess Prestidigitation.
Kelly.
Okay, that's Kelly.
That's exactly what I wrote. Well, I'm sorry. You said I. I said Presta.
I said
I.
Okay.
You said I.
And everything else the same? Uh-huh. What about you, JC?
I said Prestidigitation.
Yes, not Pris.
Oh, dang it.
Kelly, I know, Kelly. It's more fun when you let the guys spell it. Kelly's spelling is correct. Prestidigitation.
That first I was, that's the trick.
Presti. Presta.
Preste. Yeah, but it's pronounced prestidigitation.
And I spelled it prestidigitation.
Okay. D-I-G-I.
I've never even heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right?
I got a good job, name guys.
Does he know what? Could he go to the national spelling bee if he?
He went to a regional one and then did not advance. But yes, that would have put him at that national spelling bee after you do the big regional one that's from all over the state.
Yeah, like Jenna's brother talks and he uses these kind of words. Like that's how smart he is.
It's unbelievable.
And he plays the guitar like he could be a rock star.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Prestidigitation.
Use it today.
His guitar teacher stopped showing up, and we think it's because he was intimidated.
I gotta go to the doctor. I think I'm coming down with some prestidigitation.
Oh.
You could use that today with
no
the kids,
one
Al.
Laughed
just,
at that,
I
Al.
I just did. Yeah.
I'm didn't sorry, work. Al. Didn't work.
Well, then everyone learned a new word today. Prestidigitation. Magic tricks for entertainment.
Magic tricks for that didn't even sound like magic.
Magic's actually just an easier word to say. Yeah.
I'd rather say magic. Abracabooyah.
There you go.
Abracabooyah!
Congratulations, Dylan.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.